Yeah, man, a long season ends with success.
Deserved success as well, I must say. People always say the best team wins the league, and I think we were tonight, and we were all season, so I couldn't be any prouder of everybody involved with Shelburne Football Club.
I've covered the league a long time. It's the strangest season I've seen, where people are taking points off each other left, right and centre, and you know, not that teams fell over the line in games, but it just seemed where nobody really ran away with it, opening up a massive gap.
That's the competitiveness of the league. You've got really good teams. The teams that came up, real spanner in the works, Waterford, Galway, so Keith Long, John Caulfield, League of Ireland legends, they've done an amazing job. So it's not easy to get points. But it added to the excitement, exhilarating finish. And I think people have come out and said the league's been poor. It's been far from poor.
Last time Shelburne won a league, you were one in the Premier League in England. Where does this sit in your career?
I'm sick of saying it, but it's the hardest thing I've ever done. So it sits on top, the cherry on the cake, to 3 years absolute dedication, 24/7 work, and without doubt the best thing, most enjoyable thing I've ever done.
And what about your group of players?
Ah, heroes. I dared them to reach for immortality. They've done that, and their family, their friends, their wives, their girlfriends, everything and anyone, their kids, should be so proud of them.
Some managers come in and they have a 2-3-4 year plan. Did this come earlier than you wanted or hoped, or has it gone as you hoped?
Here I've aimed for the stars since day one, but I think we've surprised everyone. Cup final first year, Europe, league title, it's an incredible trajectory. But it just shows you can do anything with hard work.